Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Supreme Court ruled again yesterday, and you know, the Supreme Court has now issued several rulings in a row where one of the quote-unquote conservative justices has joined the liberals in a decision kind of swinging things around. We bring in ABC's Aaron Katursky to talk about the ruling yesterday, striking down the restrictive Louisiana abortion law. Aaron, good morning.
Good morning to you, Gary.
So talk to me about this ruling yesterday and give everyone kind of the overview on what the ruling was and how surprising it was and what a blow for conservatives it was.
Well, I mean, it was, I think, all of those. The ruling itself involved a Louisiana law that would have left the state in all likelihood with one abortion provider. And the state had imposed a law a couple of years ago to say that all doctors who perform abortions also need to have active admitting privileges at nearby hospitals. And the Supreme Court called that an undue burden that would restrict abortion access to women. And so they struck it down in a 5-4 vote. And interestingly, as you suggest, it was the four more liberal justices. Justice Breyer wrote the opinion, and it was Chief Justice Roberts who joined the opinion to provide the 5-4 majority. But the thing Justice Roberts said was he disagreed with the ruling. He said it only because of Supreme Court precedent, and that's because the Louisiana law was nearly identical to a Texas law the Supreme Court struck down 4 years ago.
So basically, he was upholding the ruling the court made 4 years ago when it was had a more liberal skew.
And he said he disagreed with the ruling then, but believes he's an institutionalist. Robert, this is and I think you've seen this in his rulings over the past couple of years. He believes in the institution. He believes in upholding traditions, and he said, I thought and still think the Texas case was decided incorrectly, but that was the majority opinion, and precedent holds that that this same outcome must be applied to the Louisiana case. And he said that it isn't that, you know, something had changed. The Louisiana law was identical to Texas, so he even questioned how the Supreme Court kind of really took it up in the first place. And again, I think that's in line with what we've seen from Roberts, not necessarily an ideological decision, but one that preserves the integrity of the court.
Is that a common thread in the Supreme Court, to have these justices be tied to precedent, no matter whether the court skews liberal or conservative?
I mean, it was certainly the case, for a number of other chief justices. I don't say it always is true, but sometimes justices believe the precedent was wrong. In this case, though, Roberts believed the precedent was wrong and still voted to uphold it because, he said that's the outcome that was just the right one. And it isn't that he's kind of out of nowhere on this. I mean, this is how the law in his mind works. If there is precedent, that's what you base decisions on, because obviously not everything ever thought of in the future was enshrined in the Constitution.
I would imagine that the reaction has been predictable in the conservative circles and in the liberal circles.
Sure. I mean, conservatives were certainly counting on President Trump's appointments to lead the court to sustain restrictions on abortion rights. And the president's two picks, Gorsuch and Kavanaugh, were there with the conservatives in dissenting. But, Roberts once again, I think, surprised. And it's the first major abortion case since President Trump shifted the court's balance of power.
We're talking to ABC News correspondent Aaron Katursky now. At the same time, Aaron, the court also ruled yesterday, had a ruling involving the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau.
And this is another interesting case where Roberts, again, I think, voted to preserve the rights of the president to hire and fire. And so in another narrow case, the Supreme Court gave the president the right to fire the head of the Consumer Financial Protection Board. This was, you'll remember, created in the aftermath of the financial crisis. Elizabeth Warren used to run it. And the president, it was supposed to be one of those appointment jobs that lasts necessarily beyond changes in administration. But the Supreme Court has given the president the option to fire and install somebody that would be his choice. And initially, I think the thinking against it was you don't want to have consumer protections depend on political whim. But here, Justice Roberts said that the president does preserve the right to put in place certain people that he deems fit. Of course, that could come back to bite him if now there's a change in administration, but be that as it may, Justice Roberts, again, I think with his institutional bend, giving the president that power.
Of course, that one, he probably sided with the conservatives, correct?
Yes. He's been, I don't want to say he's been inconsistent. I think he's consistent in his views that he is on the side of process and of people. I think you've seen in his rulings of late that kind of come through.
Interesting stuff. We appreciate your time this morning, Aaron. Have a great day.
You too.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.